Donald Trump and Carrie Lake give their best Benedict Arnold impression by doing an about face on abortion.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land.
But don't worry, a godly and righteous man is taking a stand. Wait, what? Nope. Okay, never mind. It was Bill Maher. Again.
Trump's plan is, let's leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but Bill Maher continues to say the quiet part out loud while deceivers and liars want to sugarcoat. A baby in the womb is not a state's right issue any more than Dylan Mulvaney is a girl. If you thought that was disgusting, I want to challenge you to do something. Take a look at the pictures of an aborted baby and then come away telling me that it's just a fetus. It's time we were all honest about this issue as a country once and for all. So check your indignation and euphemisms at the door and take a trip with me today on Indie Thinker. Welcome to the show. My name is Reed Huberman, and we're going to try to do what we do every week. We're going to try to bridge the gap between faith and reason. And today we're going to be talking about whether or not religion, or more importantly, Christian faith in America is on the decline and will eventually fizzle out and die, or if we can expect a rebound. Has the death cries of Christianity in America been a little bit exaggerated? I think we have evidence for a reason to believe that it has been. We'll talk about that more. But first, I just want to mention, if this show has been beneficial to you in any way, if you find this show beneficial to you, then you need to take the next step and go sign up for our Indie Thinker newsletter, where you can get great Indie Thinker extras, including our brand new trailer to the film Fatherless that is currently in production. Not only will you get great Indie Thinker extras like that, but also you can find ways to support that film and this channel. So again, if you have benefited, learned something, or been superiorly blessed by what we do here at Indie Thinker, then I want to highly encourage you to take a moment to sign up for our Indie Thinker newsletter. What in the world is wrong with America?
But the people are retarded.
How is it better to kill a baby at 15 weeks but not 24? Are we really that stupid that we think it's not a baby at 15, but it is at 24?
Stop it. Get some help.
Or have we swallowed the bill of goods our overlords have been pushing for years?
Duh.
Do you think Democrats care about women or elections? Do you think it's a very stupid distinction to say you cannot be pro-life and pro-death penalty when we're talking about innocent human beings being protected because a killer is off the street and innocent human beings being protected in the womb? See how they might be a little bit similar? See, the left who argues such ridiculousness is just hoping that you only see their left hand while they commit sleight of hands with their right hand. It's actually kind of hard to be pro-life when murderers are let out on the street going around killing everybody. So as you can see, there's a whole lot of drama surrounding the idea of abortion and pro-life in the United States, but it's really simple when you get beyond just the superficial arguments that we're making. It's very easy to see that we as a society crave easy answers because thinking is way harder, and going beyond the superficial actually takes some effort. And we are far too much a people of cognitive dissonance and confirmation bias to actually go through that kind of effort. If that weren't so, the person who knows smoking would kill them would put their cigarette down, or the person who knows that they smell like hell when they smoke pot and they are way stupider when they're under the influence would put the joint down.
Don't start tripping, Craig.
But we don't live in that world. We live in a world where we can't even define what a woman is anymore.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
To cure that, we need people who are brave enough and persistent enough to fight for things that matter. If you're like me and you realize the cognitive dissonance on the issue of abortion is probably one of the things that has the highest stakes, then you understand that it's important that we solve this. If that baby is a human being with rights and a soul, then there is probably no greater issue to be doggedly persistent on than this one. Now, you can tell me that I'm out of step with the majority of Americans by polling data, or even worse, you can say that you can't legislate morality. I just bring to your attention the fact that that is totally absurd. You would never say to somebody who just got robbed, and asked you to call the cops, no, I won't do that. You can't shove your morality down people's throats. Sorry. Besides, a federal abortion ban should already be in the books. The 14th Amendment guarantees equal protection for these innocent children. It's just time we saw the issue clearly and thought clearly about it. When we do, there's only one option. You'll be surprised today on who is actually agreeing with that. But unfortunately, it's not Trump or Carrie Lake, as we'll see.
This total ban on abortion that the Arizona Supreme Court just ruled on is out of line with where the people of this state are. The issue is less about banning abortion and more about saving babies. I agree with President Trump. This is such a personal and private issue. I chose life, but I'm not every woman. I want to make sure that every woman who finds herself pregnant has more choices so that she can make that choice that I made. I'll never forget the first time I got pregnant, taking that pregnancy test, looking down, and I was excited, but I'll be honest, I was afraid as well. I was nervous. I was anxious. It's natural for women to be nervous and anxious when they're pregnant. I never would ever assume that any woman had the same exact feelings I had or situation I had. We know that some women are economically in a horrible situation. They might be in an abusive relationship. They might be the victim of rape. I agree with President Trump. We must have exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of a mother. We as American people don't agree on everything all of the time.
By the way, you should know that Carrie Lake has tried to buy back some of this in the stupidest way possible by posting pictures of her holding her brand new baby in her hand. I mean, she doesn't realize that, okay, we understand that you loved your baby when it came out of the womb, but we're talking about those who do not realize yet, or at least don't want to realize, that the baby in the womb deserves to have the chance to come out and be born. And if you're advocating for the death of that child for any reason whatsoever, then you are making a fool of yourself. You can't, in other words, protect babies by expanding abortion rights in Arizona because it's out of line with the states, as she said. That's the first thing I want to come to. This whole thing, this is out of step with the voters. Well, damn it, lead. This is what you are supposed to do. You're called to be a leader. You don't just merely follow consensus. We're putting you in office so that you can make changes. The reason Carrie Lake, and as we'll see in a moment, Donald Trump, are making this argument is simply because they believe that it is politically expedient. And forgive me, I think sacrificing babies for the sake of your electoral victories is incredibly cynical and evil. So if it is out of line with the people of the state, why can't we just do something simple? Why can't you actually make the case for life in a way that changes consensus, that shapes and molds hearts and minds? I don't know why we have to have this kind of conversation over something that should be so obvious. The next thing is this. She says that we need something that's less about banning abortion and more about saving babies. What the hell are you talking about? I'm not sure if you know this, but the only threat to babies is abortion. Nobody's going around killing babies and throwing them off of bridges or something, and we need to make restrictions for bridges. The way babies are being killed, and so in order to save them, are at abortion clinics like Planned Parenthood. So if we're actually going to save babies, then you need to ban abortion. So this is totally a non sequitur, and she knows it. This is just a way of her trying to change the narrative so that she can appeal to voters that will never vote for her. We'll get to that more in a moment. But she also says this: everyone was afraid when they first found out that they were going to be parents. I was afraid. Let me tell you a quick anecdotal story about my second born. My second born, my sweet little Jude, who is 7 years old, he came at the most inconvenient time. I had just lost my job. We had just bought a house. I had severance for only a couple months, and I was about a couple months away from that totally ending. I had been applying to job after job after job. Not sure if you know this, but somebody who's trained in philosophy and theology, a little bit hard to hire sometimes. But needless to say, I was applying to job after job after job, and I couldn't find anything. And here we were now learning that we were pregnant. And I will be honest, I was in a place of not a lot of joy and even a bit of discouragement hearing that we had a baby. But I quickly got up from my pity party, celebrated with my wife that we were expecting the life of a brand new baby boy, and our lives are infinitely better because of that sweet little man in our lives. I tell you that to tell you that there is probably not a single parent on the planet that has ever been quote unquote ready, as though that were even a thing, for a child, or been totally 100% prepared for having a kid. You never really are, and you're certainly never really financially prepared to have a kid, almost ever. So there is no such thing as ready. Tons of people are scared, but it doesn't mean you get to kill your baby. So forgive me. Let's get rid of all the euphemisms. Let's get rid of the stupid talk about economics. And let's get to the heart of the issue. You say you want exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. First, let's be clear. There is no such thing as an exception for an abortion for the sake of life of the mother. There is no need to ever abort a baby in order to save a mother. If a child has died inside of the womb of a mother, then you are not aborting that baby. That child is already dead. And you can get a DNC or whatever you need to get that baby out of a woman's body. Nobody is saying that you can't do that. There's not a single conservative, radical pro-lifer like myself who is saying that you cannot have a DNC if you have a child in your belly, if that child is already passed. And again, I'll just encourage you, go to a gynecologist sometime and ask them, is it ever medically necessary to have an abortion to save the life of a mother? The answer to that is no. And then rape and incest. Pretty easy to handle. Incest almost never happens. And rape, when it does happen, well, we charge the criminal, not the baby. Might incest cause the baby to have some deformities, and might that incest have happened as a result of rape? Yes, both of those things are true. But just like in the case of rape, you don't get to kill a child because of somebody else's crime. And if incest might bring about a child that has deformities or anything like that, you don't get to kill a child just because it might have some physical disabilities or even mental disabilities. I'm sorry. These are just really super, super simple and easy when you want to get down to it. But even Donald Trump is taking this cynical ploy for votes, as you'll see in this next clip.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart, or in many cases, your religion or your faith.
All right, there you have it. So follow your heart. Because, of course, you know, the best advice that you can ever give anybody is do that. That will never get you into trouble. Look, I get it. I understand that Donald Trump is a hero. He's a hero to me, at least in the sense that he is the one who overturned Roe v. Wade. And anybody that saved that many babies deserves to be celebrated. And you would call a person a hero if they saved one baby. Donald Trump is responsible for saving tens of thousands of babies as a result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. So he is a hero in that sense. So you can keep all of your stupid orange man rapist and evangelical Christians still celebrating this man. Well, what a pinnacle of virtue. It's like, dude, we don't dig into the past of an individual who saves the life of a single baby, much less the life of a guy who saved 30,000 babies. Let the results speak for themselves and quit being a cynical a-hole. Listen, I don't like Trump in terms of his character any more than the next guy, but it is undeniable that he did do this. But that does not afford him the right to totally change his stance simply for the sake of an electoral ploy that is destined to fail. And that's what this is. You can't see this as anything other than Donald Trump's attempt to try to cater to a group of liberal housewives who understand that Joe Biden sucks. And if, you know, Donald Trump would just loosen up on his abortion policy, then maybe I'd vote for him. This is just stupid, bad strategy all the way around. We'll get to this in just a moment, but I just simply want to say this. The idea that these people are simply not voting for Donald Trump because of abortion is ridiculous. These people, by and large, are not voting for Donald Trump because they have been told by the media for the past, 6 years that he's a totalitarian and that he's a racist. Two of the most ridiculous lies on the planet. The dude used to be loved, and still is by many, loved by black people as kind of a gangster because of the way in which he lived his life with such opulence. We could say so much more about that, but just simply, this propagandistic technique really works for people who don't think for themselves, who allow the media to do their thinking for them. So they have jumped on the bandwagon that he's a grab him by the pee guy and he's a racist guy. The abortion thing really isn't the reason. I know that the mainstream media wants you to think it is because they just love dead baby bodies. But that really is not why people are not voting for Trump. They're not voting for him because they're afraid he's a totalitarian on January 6th. That actually line of thinking has been very effective in, again, people who don't think for themselves. So to get to why the strategy is just not going to work, even if it were based upon abortion, let's go to one final person who actually has the temerity, has the boldness, and the honesty to stand up and call what abortion is, murder. But it will come from an unlikely source. Check it out.
You know, that's why I don't understand the 15-week thing. Or the Trump's plan is, let's leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states? Like, I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women, people who aren't pro-life, pro-choice. They don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder, and it kind of is. I'm just okay with that. I am. I mean, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry, we won't miss you. That's my position on that. What?
That's quite harsh, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not
is
sure
that
you're
not your
much.
Position if you're pro-choice?
I mean, you got to give it to the guy. He is being perpetually honest again. Bill Maher continues to do this on his show. And this is why everybody just gasped in his audience, and Piers Morgan said, well, you're being kind of harsh, Bill Maher. Well, I hate to break it to you, Piers, but being an abortionist is kind of harsh because it ends the life of an innocent human baby. And this is exactly what Bill Maher just said. In fact, he gives you 2 points of a 3-point syllogism I've given on the show before. First point, it is wrong to take the life of an innocent human. Second point, abortion takes the life of an innocent human. Third point, therefore, abortion is wrong. So Bill Maher gives the first two without going to the third, but he wants to be intellectually honest, so he has to take the ultimate conclusion to, well, let's just get rid of the little boogers because we have enough of them already. But at least he's willing to be honest that abortion is murder. And once we finally realize this, it's the only thing we need to actually solidify a win on this issue. Once we finally realize that that's a baby in the womb, because what else in the world would it be other than a baby, and that you can't terminate its life, once we're willing to consent to that, that's all we need to just say there should be no abortions in America under any circumstance, because there is no good reason for which you should ever abort a baby. Just start with that premise, and we can win that argument if we argue it effectively. It's clear that some of these guys who are willing to say the quiet part out loud know very well what they are doing by standing for abortion. And all of the euphemisms and all of the flowery language is just an attempt to try to run cover. Yet we need Bill Maher to say this, and we have Donald Trump getting this moderate policy because he thinks it's going to win him voters. I think it's totally flawed and totally ridiculous. All it's going to do is alienate his base from him. It's a flawed strategy because, first of all, Donald Trump didn't use this strategy in 2016, and he won because he was staunchly pro-life, and as a result of it, Roe is now overturned. I'm not forgetting what Donald Trump has done. I'm just saying, Trump, if you want to continue to do that, please do so, because innocent human babies are dependent upon you for that. And forgive me if I think maybe you're only changing your tune for the sake of power now, and that when you get in office, you may do what every single Republican has continued to do every single time they've made any promises. Well, we're playing 4D chess here, and trust me, everything will work out once you put me into office. And then we put that guy into office, and he does absolutely nothing and continues to govern just like a Democrat. So no, this isn't great strategy because it isn't what won him in the past. And it's not great strategy because there is no liberal housewife that's sitting on the fence right now thinking, well, I'd vote for Trump if it just weren't for that abortion thing. I'm sorry, this is totally ridiculous. The reason people aren't voting for Trump is because they have been thoroughly convinced by the media that he's some kind of totalitarian or a racist and some such January 6th nonsense. And I wouldn't be too surprised if they start kind of rehashing that or even come up with some kind of George Floyd type martyr to put before the people and say, you don't want Donald Trump, governing during this time. So forgive me. I just think it's a cynical ploy to get electoral votes that isn't going to win in the end. And I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of this third clip, which is the only way to win this issue is to win hearts and minds on this issue by telling them the truth, by arguing for the fact that, hey, that baby in your body isn't your body. It's a separate human being. And you can't kill it just because you don't think you have enough money. I mean, I'm sympathetic to the cause. Trust me, I volunteer at a pregnancy resource center and I've heard all the excuses. There is not a single logical, rational, good excuse for ending the life of a baby. Not one. Besides, adoption does exist at the end of the day. If you really don't think you can take care of a baby, if you really don't want to take care of your rapist baby, then adoption might be a legitimate course of action rather than murder. So we must move forward because we abort almost 1 million babies every year in America. If you return with, well, do you want more babies dead? Then we need to play the long game. We need to take strategies like Trump's. And then I just say, no, I'm sorry. We've been hearing that from politicians for decades now. Not only is there no intention of doing it, but the bodies are piling up. We cannot wait any longer. If you want to play cynical games with the lives of the unborn, have at it. But I have a God whom I will have to face one day, and he doesn't take excuses, so I'm not going to do that. Let's start making less of those excuses, and let's get more results. And no, I don't mean winning elections. If all we do is win elections to save democracy, but we keep on doing the same dumb back and forths we've been doing for so long, I'm sorry, this country is lame and we're done here. I don't want to live in a country where innocent people's lives are a bargaining chip for power. I'll just say, God has wiped people off the face of the earth for way less. So you better thank him. He's done with flooding. With as much weight as I can possibly tell you, please vote for Trump and continue to vote for people with an R next to their name, but demand more. And the next time DeSantis runs or anyone like him, elect him. Or we can only say that this country is too bad for a good man. And if that's true, at some point we may have to ask, is this country even worth saving then? The answer for me is yes, but only if we protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all innocent babies. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for watching. If this was helpful to you, don't forget to comment down below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Most importantly, go with God.